Scream Queens.
Welcome to Scream Queens.
This is the podcast where two comedians watch, review, and gossip about everything on your screen.
I am Beck Charlotte. I am a comedian, radio host, writer, and...
Your new best friend.
Your new best friend. And you are?
Alex J.
Who are you?
Hi. Lovely to meet you. I'm a comedian, writer, and podcast producer, and your other new best friend.
Welcome. Welcome. This is our Goss episode where we talk about everything in the pop culture zeitgeist that doesn't matter like it should.
Like it does.
Today, what are we covering, Alexia?
Today we are covering JoJo Siwa's rebrand into...
Rebrand? You mean reinvention of gay pop. Invention of gay pop.
We're going to chat about the Joker 2 trailer, which has recently dropped.
Yes.
We'll touch on Isla and Sacha Baron Cohen's divorce announcement. But first, I think it's imperative that we take a moment of silence for one of our fallen comrades. OJ Simpson died this morning.
And that moment of silence, here it is. We are not legally bound to anything, so we'll say, what a piece of shit.
What a piece of shit and fuck good that guy. Riddance.
Dude, he did it. I don't care.
Of course he did it.
He did it. Other podcast hosts will dance around it. He did it.
Of course he did. Was he going to do sue us?
Yeah.
For defamation?
Mm.
Dude's
defamation?
Dead.
No. I'll see myself out.
Yeah, so the juice is no more. The juice is juiceless. Mm. And no one's reeling.
It is weird to still see, like, because of course I got like 1,000 posts about it.
Of course.
I was mid-shift on the radio last night just being like,
oh,
did I fall asleep? What the fuck? No.
That's really funny. Did you talk about it on mic?
No, I don't like to talk about the news on mic.
You didn't want to break the news to everyone.
Yeah, it's one of the rare radio jobs where you truly don't have to talk about what's going on in
Love
the
it.
News. And so I take that opportunity with full hands.
Perfect.
But looking at the comments of like everyone's like 99% of like, fuck this guy, he fucking did it. Like, justice for Nicole. Then there's some people being like, guys, I know he wasn't a good dude, but be respectful of the family. I was like...
What about Nicole's family?
Yeah.
What about his literal murder victim's family?
Mm.
No, no, no. Like, also, the family knows who their brethren is. They know who O.J. Simpson is. It's not going to be suddenly like he dies and then they're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is all new takes. I didn't know this was the public opinion of him.
Yeah, it's like they've already got the Google alerts turned off for O.J. I've got to identify OJ, OJ Simpson, Orenthal James Simpson, Nicole Brown Simpson, and the glove. Anything glove related
White
does
Bronco.
Not come up on their Google search
any
at all.
Any orange juice related, any juice related fruit beverage. So, yeah, I've just like, you know, scrolling. I saw some like, I love when something like this happens where we've got the 99% of people who are rallying on the same side of this. It's fuck that guy. And then you just get some lovely takes, hilarious comments. Just from one post I was scrolling through, I saw comments like, he's looking up at us. His tombstone will read, if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit.
Nice.
No one should die without knowing who killed their wife.
The real injustice.
Yeah, just stuff like that. Very funny. I love when the world comes together to shit on. A terrible man.
And it's not like he turned around and did a bunch of charity work like at the end of his life. It's like he was a weird cunt.
He wrote a book.
Yeah, be like, if I did it. Bro,
that's...
shut up.
Yeah. So see you later, Orenthal James Simpson. All right, next.
All right, moving straight on from that. Shit. What other shit? What are we going to tackle next?
JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God. Okay, let me take a deep breath. In the words of Mr. T, I pity the fool.
She a fool. What's your history? What do you know about JoJo Siwa?
So I know she's from Dance Moms. She was on the same season, around the same time as Maddie Ziegler from all the Sia music videos.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Where Maddie comes from. So they're both dance moms, girls, and then she has had a very successful YouTube channel since mm-hmm. then. I think done some Disney Channel shit as well.
Mm, yeah.
If the Disney Channel doesn't have something with JoJo Siwa in it, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah, stupid.
Sorry, it's stupid.
Stupid. Are you kidding me?
Redonkulous. and then she came out as gay a little while ago, which was really cool, really fun to see someone who's like very like Disney child Christian vibes to be like, I'm gay, I love girls. I was like, that's fucking sick.
I remember that. That was cool. Yeah. JoJo Siwa was cool.
Yeah. It's great. And then I think what has happened, because she released a song, Calm as a Bitch, and it is it's uncomfortable.
It's
what's your history with JoJo Siwa?
I barely knew of the woman. I just knew, that she was some kind of, I thought, like, you know, YouTube dance poppy high fives type girl, right?
That's basically it.
And now, thank you for jogging my memory. I do remember, like, mad respect when she came out. Huge for her younger fans to realize that it's okay to be gay.
Mm. I mean, Taylor Swift, you know, had to have a meeting with her full team, and she was like, I want to sing a song about it being okay to be gay. And her dad was like, shut up, Taylor. You shut the fuck up.
I think you are.
You're going to make me some money, you stupid Christian bitch. And JoJo Siwa was,
you can say you're a Democrat, and that is it.
Yeah. Even then, don't say it too often. Just get people to vote, okay? Don't say what for. Just ask them to vote. Whereas JoJo Siwa was like, I'm gay.
I love pussy.
So gay. Boo, 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 boo.
And in recent times, she's really seemed to kind of like mask up, like lean into the lesbian like aesthetic and stuff. There's been a few videos where people are like, she's just taken G Flip's aesthetic completely. Did you see that one in the tank top with all of her new tattoos?
She has tattoos?
Yeah, she's got like sleeves of tattoos. Or they might be fake.
There's no way. I think it's fake. Flaked. Oh, yucky. Okay. Oh, this is an interesting. Okay, sorry. If we could just talk about this tattoo sleeve for a second. Please. And these are very cute individual tattoos. Like if you just had like a couple up and down your arm, like. Ariana Grande, I know, has a lot of, like, spaced, very tasteful tattoos.
I really like hers, yeah.
She has 61 tattoos.
Does she?
Yes. She's like you. She's an inked up bad bitch.
Oh, what?
But nobody notices because she's such a sweet little angel. But then there's just too many, like, individualized pieces.
It's a lot. That is the style lately, that kind of, like, what do you call it? Like hand-drawn collage-y looking kind of sleeves.
Yeah. There needs to, for my taste, there needs to be either way more or way less.
Yeah.
It's in a weird middle phase at the moment.
Gotcha.
Looking good for her. Good for her. Yeah. You know, expressing herself. Well, trying to express herself. This is 100%. The issue with this. Okay. So herein lies the problem is, so she's trying to do a rebrand and as this bad bitch.
I was a bad girl.
And it's very hard when you are white, blonde, have perfect veneer teeth, and you are a millionaire to be like, I'm bad. It's like, she's 20. She's not of legal drinking age in the US.
How bad can you be?
Yeah. Because I would love to, this is the thing, is like now because art and the mixture of art and social media requires you have so much authenticity when you go through like a phase. It's like, you better be doing bad shit.
Mm-hmm.
You better have like at least a speeding ticket we've heard about publicly.
Right. So she's basically just this year, in the last couple of months, come out fucking guns blazing with a rebrand, a reinvention of herself, of being a bad girl.
Yeah.
So like gone are the days of the sparkly bubblegum pop JoJo Siwa, and now we have fucking metal JoJo Siwa.
Yes, which is
question mark.
Weird because even in like I just feel really sorry for her because she's clearly lived in like Disney like child world so long that it's like, and you've lived in such safe parameters. It's like knowing what bad is and what like a gritty rebrand is really hard because it's just kind of like, oh, what's the equivalent? It feels like it's like, I'm going to be like spicy. And then you have like sweet chili sauce. And it's yeah. Like, ah. The vibe is there, but it's more sweet than it is spicy.
That's the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
When you want hot sauce, but you go for sweet chili.
Yeah. And you're like, this is not what, like, it's like the intention is there. Mm. But so, because with this song, it's am I going to be like, I'm a bad girl? But the part that really sticks out to me and I think encapsulates this whole issue is like, she's, there's a part of the song where she's like, I should have never fucked around. But she's like, I should have never effed around. Say fuck.
Say fuck.
Come on.
That is my main note, is she should have said fuck. Are yeah. you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on.
Or just, if you're not going to swear, say messed.
Yeah, yeah.
That is somehow yeah. like better than mm. effed.
So it's very, yeah, it's kind of all over the place. Mm. And also literally all over the place. Like, you cannot open a social media app in the last like month without mm. seeing something about JoJo Siwa. She has been on the campaign trail for this rebrand like crazy.
Yes.
She's been guesting on podcasts. She's been showing up to things. And she's got this one look that she seems to be doing for everything, which is very Kiss-esque.
It's full on Gene Simmons.
It's just Gene Simmons.
This is the, if she had been like, yeah, I love Kiss, I love Gene Simmons, I like that they were these, you know, like mild Jewish boys, and then they would get dressed up in these crazy outfits, and I think that's really badass, and that's what I'm emulating. But then there's interviews of her, someone being like, so like, this is a really cool Gene Simmons look, and she's like, who's Gene Simmons?
Joey!
And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, that's definitely an osmosis thing of, she saw it somewhere in her life and it's like imprinted on her brain mm-hmm. and she doesn't know where, and she's so young, she doesn't know about Kiss and all that shit. And so, but now it's like, someone in your team should have said, hey, this look that you're doing with like the full on batwing cape and shit.
And the fucking, the around the eyes.
Yes. It's like, that is dead set Gene Simmons.
And also, to be honest, it's still like, sure, the main palette is black.
Yeah.
But it's still a very sparkly, fun outfit.
Yeah.
It's not real gritty. Like, I think she wants like a Megan Fox vibe almost.
Yeah.
But it's still
drink
just
some blood then, bitch. You know?
Drink some fucking blood. Yeah. Get a fucking pendant on your necklace and put, I don't know, your boyfriend's blood in there or something.
Date a very publicly toxic person, you know?
I mean, that's the next step, right? She's been on a lot of podcasts. She's been wearing a lot of weird shit. Did you see the one where she's wearing like an Akubra hat style thing with like just a row of pearls hanging down from the brim?
Oh, no, I hadn't seen that.
It's just like, it's all this stuff. And like, I get it. She's finding herself. Like, like you said, she is 20 years old.
Yes.
So like, I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to be or wear or look like when I was 20.
I mean, but I would like to think that all of us had the vibe that we had smoked at least a cigarette in our life when we were 20. JoJo Siwa has the energy that she like leaves the courtyard if someone's smoking. She's like, oh, sorry, actually, I can't stand it.
Oh my God, absolutely.
You can't say you're a bad bitch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's been very enjoyable to watch, because at times I think she's very smartly started to embrace the lame idea, like, because everyone thinks it's pretty lame what she's doing. It's not actually bad, it's just lame, and it's just still her, just in a darker color palette.
Yeah.
It's still bright, sparkly JoJo Siwa. Mm. It's still a pop song. It's still very much a pop song. Mm. So I think she's, in the recent weeks, it feels like she's kind of realized that that's the backlash, and now she's like leaning into it like that's what she meant all along.
Oh.
Which is kind of working. It does give a bit of self-awareness vibe to it.
Yeah.
Which is enjoyable. Mm. And like, she's trying to be in on the joke as well.
Mm. Which is a great safe.
Exactly.
If in panic and everyone's laughing, pretend you knew the whole time.
Pretend that's what you meant.
Number of times I've been in a podcast studio or a panel, I've just been like,
I know. That was a dumb thing I said.
Yeah.
That was the joke.
Stupid. I'm so stupid.
That was the joke.
But I said it, so it's okay. I took the power back.
So, it's been interesting to see, like, her not leaning into it, because I don't think she fully understands where we are all at mentally watching this. I think she does still think she's doing a gritty reboot.
Yeah.
But she's also been saying that, like we said earlier, she's invented gay pop.
So crazy.
She's very happily said that out loud to people.
I get some 20-year-old shit. Some, like, could, like,
Yeah.
It is kind of weird because, like, any other 20-year-old would be like, go ahead, say that fucking stupid shit. Of yeah. course, you're 20. Who gives a fuck? But for someone, it's like, you've been in the music industry. You've been making music. Mm. You hang around other famous people. You've been in award shows, you know, like, very aware of pop culture.
Right.
How do you think that there hasn't been K-pop music?
K-pop music before. It's insane.
And also the interview, I saw one interview, I think it was for Billboard, where the interviewer was being like, so this is kind of like Miley like and like Taylor and like drawing really complimentary comparisons to artists who now have like turned their also like bad girl cringe eras around into something great.
Yeah.
And like really just throwing her a lifeline. She's like, actually, fuck those bitches. I'm like David fucking Bowie. I was like, David Bowie was addicted to heroin. No, you're not.
No, you're not. Jojo.
Yeah. It's like, unless I see the needle in the arm, babe. Stop. No, I don't want to see that. We never want to see that.
Well, at least say fuck in your song, dude.
You're saying cum as a bitch. You're saying bitch over and over again.
And then she's done a lot of interviews where she, this is one, and I just, it's on my For You page constantly. And she's got this real throaty, like, masculine kind of voice lately. Like, she's talking like this. And
that's what you get for yelling, it's JoJo Siwa at a camera for 10 years.
What's going on, everyone? It's JoJo Siwa.
It's a dead-on impression.
Everyone, it's JoJo. Welcome back. Amazing.
Yeah.
So now she talks like this. There was one, like a red carpety type interview, and someone
I think it was the premiere for her music video.
Oh, God. And someone said to her, who's like your dream guest on a on your podcast? I guess she has a podcast. And she was like, oh, I don't know. Like, let's mix it up a bit. One of my exes.
I'm like, whoa, that'd be so. But oh, again, it's so 20. Like, it is cringe, but I do forgive her because I'm like, you're a baby.
Of course.
And you're in the public eye, and this is just like, she'll be fine.
She will be fine. And like you did say, Miley went through her cringe bad girl era. Mm. Taylor went through her. Maybe David Bowie went through his bad cringe girl era.
I mean, we weren't there. We don't know.
We don't know. It's interesting because this whole rebrand, people are noticing, has come at the exact same time as a big old controversy for JoJo Siwa. And a lot of people are thinking it's the PR machine using this rebrand as a distraction.
What's the controversy?
So apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently she and her mum had a reality TV show and they formed a girl group called XOMG Pop.
Oh.
So it's like JoJo recently, like as a grown up, and her mum like training these girls to be a little baby girl band.
Yeah.
And it has since come out just in January that the girls were treated really poorly on set by both JoJo and her mother. A lot of verbal abuse was going on, a lot of no payments, or they weren't paid correctly, and just all this kind of stuff. And that all kind of broke in January. A Rolling Stone article, I think, might be New York Times, maybe Rolling Stone. And as soon as that broke, this karma is a bitch thing rebrand happened. So a lot of people are saying, is it a distraction from that?
I mean, clever.
Clever.
If so.
JoJo hasn't been claiming that she wrote karma, but she's been implying that she had a hand in creating the song.
Mm-hmm.
This is one interview where she said, you know, when I started writing my own music a couple of years ago.
I like that she's got in New York.
She does. It's insane. I don't know all where she's from, but I assume the Midwest.
From, what's up? It's JoJo Siwa. Well, I was talking to Johnny the other day, and he said that Karma's a Bitch song is absolutely beautiful, JoJo. You basically invented gay pop, JoJo. Anyway, my new album comes out.
I don't say fuck, though.
I won't say that shit. I'm not on your mother's life.
I'm walking here. That's her.
Bitch, that's the next single. Karma's a bitch, I'm walking here, bitch. Pizza Johnny, bitch.
Stogies, bitch.
Manhattan, I don't know. I've run out of New York references.
Long
I'm
Island.
JoJo Siwa.
Long Island, and Opie Davidson. No, Colin Jost.
They're going to get me to perform on SNL. Can't wait. I'm going to give Chloe Feinstein a big kiss. I'm JoJo Siwa.
Because I'm gay now. And I make gay pop. So.
Anyway, sorry, back to these serious allegations that we're discussing.
Now, move on from that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know much more about what's actually happening with the XONG Pop. I think it was just an expose article. I don't think there's any like legal stuff going on, but we'll see. But she did say in an article that when I started writing my music, my own music a few years ago, like I just really, she's just been, you know what she is? She's baby J-Lo.
No.
It's this like over the top earnestness and over the top like patting herself on the back for everything.
Yeah.
That she's like, you know, when I started writing my music a few years ago, it just, you know, changed my life around. Like I really like felt myself and like grew as a person. And then when I was pitched this song, it just very quickly said, then when I was pitched this song, I was like, that's, and I read the first line, it's calm as a bitch. No, and it was, I was a bad girl. And I, this is what I wanted to say earlier. She goes, when I first read the line, I was a bad girl. I was like, I can't say I was a bad girl. I can't say that. I can't say that to my fans. I can't say that. Like, it really, like, it fucked with me. Like, I just didn't know what to
scary.
Do.
It's scary.
Anyway, so it's since come out that this song is not was not written for her, which is very, I think, common.
Super common. Yeah. Oh, most, like, yeah.
It's a previous song from, like, 10 years ago that they've repurposed. But she, and so the original composer or the original singer who the song was written for actually recorded a film clip for it, an actual music video for it. And people, it's like since come out and it's making its rounds on TikTok and people what? Are like, she's barely changed anything from it.
What?
Do you have it? Listen?
Yes, show me this. Oh my God. Fuck. And Timberland's there.
Right? I actually didn't notice that the first time.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, you know, super producer Timberland on that. Why wouldn't you be like, when I heard this song that Timberland that worked on?
Yeah,
drop just, that in there. That's cool.
It's all so strange. So, but I'm, wow. I love all of it. It's such a fun thing to be living in the time of JoJo Siwa's cringe rebrand.
I don't know if you saw the clip as well of her, like, cutting someone off in traffic in her crazy car that has her face all over it. Oh, my God. So this came out. It's, like, straight as all of this was popping off. There's footage. So she has a custom wrap on her car that is her face.
Mm.
A thousand
over
times.
And over and over, over and over again.
It's in, like, if I, her team should have taken her aside and been like, cool, have this. Do not drive this car. Anywhere.
Just around.
Like, if anything happens while you're in this car.
I didn't even think of that.
Yes.
Of course.
People will know it's you. And so there's, like, footage of her cutting someone off in traffic. And it's like, seen edits of people like, I was a bad girl. And it's just so kind of, and it's, like, such a mild, like, traffic incident. But it's like, is this the bad girl era? Is this it?
Because we're not sure. Mm. We're waiting for it to kick in, JoJo. I think that's what it comes down to. Is she's been so loud about the rebrand. Like I wasn't really conscious when Miley did hers. Was Miley as loud about it?
Yes. Oh yeah. This is when she came out the VMAs and the Robin Thicke of everything and Wrecking Ball and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, but Wrecking Ball was like is a fucking beautiful.
But that's the thing.
Song.
It was a fantastic song to rebrand with.
Yeah, and she's licking a fucking hammer, bitch. That's bad.
She's riding a thing.
Although
Cannonball.
At the time we all said it was cringe, though. At the time we all said it was cringe.
That's true.
Mm.
But this
so
is
we could
more
look back at this could be our Wrecking Ball in 10 years. Put it on at wedding dance floors. People scream it.
Should have never after him. Oh. So I'm loving it.
I am loving it. I do think, I do have a little suspicion that this might have something to do with maybe she has tried cocaine for the first time. Just I'm just recognizing a pattern of thinking how awesome you are and everything you're doing is like you're doing this really big thing that no one's doing it like you've done it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that reeks of a touch of blow.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Because another thing she said was, in another red carpet interview, she says that she's doing what's happening to her right now is the biggest rebrand that her generations of music has ever seen. Like, she's saying all these massive statements like that where you're just like, oh, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
That you're aware of this and, you know, you have some kind of consciousness around it. But
no, you got that them cocaine brains.
Yeah.
That is like, no, you don't get it, though. I'm different. I'm special. And I mean, that combined with just being 20 as well and not having any context for these things.
Exactly.
But I'm really, as someone who just turned 30, I'm like, people in their 20s. They are
these kids.
The problem. Not me.
I never. I've always been 30.
Exactly. Don't look into it. It's fun. I tell you what, though, I think it's important to have, like, an artist to have at least one of these moments.
Sure.
Like, to be really like, this is how much we want you to reach inside yourself and give us something honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that hopefully, I feel like she's going to learn from this and, you know, mature as an artist over time. However, there is one pop artist that's being slandered and we need to stop. We need to stop with Camila Cabello.
I don't know of Camila Cabello.
Okay, so she released a song called Love It. Actually, you know, I'll play it for you. So she was previously part of Fifth Harmony and she did that song. I went my heart up in Havana.
Yeah.
Yes. And she...
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song. Hmm. And she also had the duet with Shawn Mendes. Was that Havana? I don't know. Who was her partner? And then, so they were like long-term lovers.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, the internet's like, he's gay, bitch. And like, they broke up and they're like, obviously to be gay. And then that's why he broke up with you, because he's gay. Your boyfriend is gay. And then she's released several songs that... and done several things that the internet has entirely just branded as cringe, including this song here. It's a dead set Charlie XCX ripoff.
Okay. This is not my kind of music. That creates a lot of anxiety. That gives me fight or flight in my body.
Yes.
That kind of, that's too many things happening at once.
It's to too, me. Yeah, it's too much.
Okay.
And so the internet has gone ham on it again. And I understand it's not good, everyone. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very worried. She's going to hurt herself.
Are we going
guys.
Too
we
hard?
We need to pull off.
Are we going too hard?
We need to not pull off. We need to pull back. Don't pull off. Don't pull off. Pull back.
Yeah, I mean...
there's only so much someone can take, you know?
You shouldn't, for a song that people don't like, that should not be worth any kind of public, like, reaming or scrutiny or anything like that. That's ridiculous. It's just one song. Who cares?
She's trying, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I pay that.
Anyway, so my thing is, I get it. It's bad. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
We need to let it give her one win, please. I'm worried.
Pull back, not off.
It's been pull back, not off. And that's what we always say here.
We always say that. For the title of the episode.
Speaking pulling back, not off.
Not off.
Or pulling off.
Oh, yes. It depends what your tastes are. Joker 2?
Yes.
Is that where you're going? Okay.
I honestly was like, which one does this apply to? I threw it to you to be like, what's she going to say?
Joker 2 trailer has dropped in the last few days.
So did we cover this on Dude Cinema?
We did Joker on Dude Cinema. We went and saw it at the cinema.
We did. Mm. And then we went to a Quentin Tarantino themed bar.
Oh, we think we went past it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were like, what's this world
this
come
so
to?
Many
it's all falling apart.
But I remember we really liked Joker because we weren't like super in the lore of everything.
Mm.
So, and I'd never seen King of Comedy, so I didn't know, couldn't say it was ripped off from that or anything. We really liked it. I remember it was very an interesting, fascinating movie.
Yes. And so this one is James Gunn again. Lady Gaga is playing Harley Quinn. And it's a fucking musical.
It looks... what do you reckon?
I am really excited.
I'm so excited.
James Gunn is a bit of a dude. But
is he?
I do really like Footy Creek.
But I think it looks great. I think it looks so fun. I've been reading a bit of, you know, potential spoiler theories around what's happening in the movie that I don't want to say.
Okay.
But people are, you know, super fans picking up on a lot of like similarities between the first one and this one and maybe little Easter eggs. And I think it looks really fun.
Yeah, it does look really fun. And I am glad they didn't put any of the songs like in the trailer. I like that they're keeping it fresh.
True.
Because I think the Wicked trailer did that, even though we know the songs from Wicked.
Yeah, true.
This one, I don't know. It's like it creates so much more mystery and I really like that.
Yeah.
And also, as look, Joaquin Phoenix is crazy, but I love him.
He's fucking good, man.
He was so sexy in Walk the Line that I just can't ever forget that. His chemistry with Reese Witherspoon, it was too crazy.
That's too
I watched it when I was like 18 and so horny.
Oh my God.
I know he's a freak now, but I fucking...
He's a good... he's a talented freak, though.
Yeah.
And he looks even more psycho in this film. And, and Lady Gaga, I love watching her.
He should be scared.
Yeah, true.
After what happened to Bradley Cooper in Shallow, Bradley Hooper, you know, is what I'm fucking saying. That bitch acted him off the fucking screen.
Bradley Hooper. Bradley I love Hooper. it. So I'm very excited. When does it drop?
It's like, no, not for ages.
Of course.
I think it's like November or some
shit. What?
Yeah, it's highly anticipated. I mean, because the Joker is...
October. Oh my God.
But this is the thing. I mean, Wicked's also like November too.
Oh, is it?
This is like
okay.
about the time of year all the like crazy trailers drop for the end of the year.
For the end of the year.
Stuff that's like highly anticipated.
Wanting to get into awards season.
Yes. Just so you know, we're here. Just write it down in your calendars.
We're doing cool things too.
Which is, it is cool. I am really, as much as it's a toxic bro thing for me to say, I'm excited for it.
Me too.
I hope they don't put any big pedophile songs in it like they did the first one with the Gary Glitter song.
Oh my God, the Gary Glitter song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a sick scene. You can't lie.
I know,
was awesome.
That was a stair scene, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll have a big iconic like staple scene like that in
Well, the stairs are back.
Amazing.
That was one part of the trailer where you could see Harley Quinn at the top of the stairs. And I was like, is she going to do the same thing?
I love it. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sorry.
And to finish off today, just a quick mention that since Rebel Wilson's memoir has come out and was pulled.
Got pulled off the shelves.
Isla Fisher has publicly announced that her and Sacha Baron Cohen filed for divorce last year.
Oh my God. As Pitbull says in his song featuring Kesha, it's about to go down. Timber, I'm yelling move. You better dance. God damn, it is going down. We're about to find out some shit about Sacha Baron Cohen.
We sure the frick are.
Because there's always been whispers of him being a super cunt.
Yeah, like difficult to deal with. I remember, I don't know if we're allowed to say this story, but I'm sure we are, but the Comedy Store.
Well, yeah, we didn't sign NDAs.
No, that's true. We weren't there. But he did like a run of, he did a gig at the Comedy Store one time and it was.
No, he did a run of shows.
He did a whole run.
Yeah, so it was for a couple of months. This is during the pandemic. He was back in Sydney with Isla. They were living in Manly. And he would do this thing where he was trying to run in a new live show that he was going to tour around.
Tour, yeah, that's right.
It was like, was it Borat?
I think he was doing like all of his characters.
Yeah, it was. And so what he would do is people would buy tickets for the Comedy Store showcase and they would show up and their phones would get put in bags. And then,
I know that's normal and big in America because you've got so many famous comedians.
Yes.
But here, we don't do that kind of stuff.
No.
We don't. It's very relaxed in comedy here.
Yeah, it's we're so far away.
Yeah.
They're like, who were they going to tell?
Who could they possibly? Yeah. Are they going to Morse code it to someone? Come on.
And so people would come and sit and then there'd be like a couple acts on and then Sacha Baron, and then the MC would be like, all right, now it's going to be fucking Borat, and he would bring out the character and then Sasha would do like a full hour show for people that didn't suspect it of just like new material and backstage, which is like cool for them, but backstage this is the story that we got.
Was no one was allowed near him.
You weren't allowed to look at him.
You were not allowed to make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
like you would sit in the corner. And so he had a trailer outside.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had a trailer outside of the Comedy Store where he would stay out there with his like security detail. He had security guards with him.
Honestly, what does he think this town is? Like, we couldn't give a shit.
During COVID, like, I was like, maybe he's a famous person, maybe, and he's pissed off a lot of people. Maybe there is some people threatening his life, but also COVID, Australia, I think you might be good.
Yeah. We, tall poppy syndrome. Mm. If anything, we don't want to praise and adore you and stalk you.
And so he would, be in his trailer, and then before he was getting called to stage, he would like come up through like the back like fire escape and then be side of stage. And then as soon as he was done, he would walk back down all the way to the trailer and wouldn't look and talk to anyone.
And no one was allowed to be like the way the backstage works there. It's a couple of different rooms and no one was allowed to be in the same room as him at the same time. So if he was in one of the rooms, everyone had to leave.
Yeah.
Ugh, and then that tour never ended up happening.
Yeah. Well, because everything, this is the number of things that happened in Australia were like big
true
celebrities who were like from here or have ties here came down here because it was a little easier to work here than it was like in the US.
Yeah.
And so they all started projects here. And then as soon as everything opened, they were like, we love Australia. We're never going to leave. But we're obsessed with you guys. Yes, it's going to be the new Hollywood. And then all the borders opened up and I was like, see ya.
You're like, wait, wasn't Natalie Portman here for a while?
We built a whole Marvel studio down here. What the fuck?
Did we have a whole Disney studio now?
Disney studio. Which we are filming more shit down here, which is cool, which is really cool. But
speaking of Fall Guy, which I went to the premiere of.
Yes, you did. Why didn't we open with this? Oh, my God.
No, I spoke about it on the Patreon. I reckon people need to go over to the Patreon to hear all about
it. That's true. That's true. Mm. We did a great episode last week for the Pates.
We sure did. So head over there. Very excited to review that when it comes out for le public. But yeah, so there we go. The Australia's brother-in-law no more.
Mm. See you later. I mean, great timing. Great time to get him out of the family.
And the timing as well. Good on Isla. Like, she's been sitting on this for a while. They filed last year.
Yeah.
And she's, since Rebel has said, he's the asshole I'm talking about, that same week she comes out and says, oh, by the way, I'm no longer tied to this asshole.
Yeah.
Smart.
Very smart.
Smart woman.
You know what's crazy is because I listen to a bunch of other pop culture podcasts. Mm-hmm. Heaps of them be like, who is Isla Fisher? And to me, it's so crazy because I'm like, I thought she was like
really
hugely successful.
In America,
I think because like
Wedding Crashes.
Well, this is the thing, is that was like 20 years ago now.
Oh God.
And then she had Confessions of a Shopaholic, which was I loved. And then there was a couple of other things she's been in that she's been really good.
Mm.
She's a great actress. She's super talented. Mm. But yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know
really
who she is. It's one of those things of like, oh, if you're an Australian who's big in Hollywood, it's like, we're like, you're huge here, but over there, maybe not as big of a deal. And she hasn't been working as much recently. And I think that's probably to do with, I imagine she's probably the one who's in charge of,
I think so,
taking care of the house and everything.
I think so. She did do a series that they filmed in Adelaide called Wolf Like Me with Josh Gad.
Yeah, I did watch. I didn't love it.
Yeah, I quite liked the first season, but I didn't feel the need to jump into the second season.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, anyway, go Isla.
Go Isla. Get out of there, girl.
Get out
Give
of there.
Give us Confessions of a Shopaholic too. I want it. Great. Well, we've got a... go record our Wednesday episode now.
We've got a skit ads.
We are speaking of child stars. We're going to be talking about Choir on Set.
We watched the entire documentary series.
Yes. Trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning.
Of course.
All right. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.